Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And how's your tummy? It's all good? How was your weekend?
Pretty rough until about Sunday.
During the Cougs game?
Before Cougs.
Yeah.
Before Cougs, yeah, it got better. It lasts about, Todd had it. I didn't know Todd had it. He reached out. He goes, you sure it was food poisoning and not flu, the stomach flu? He goes, I had this exact same thing you're saying. And I said, actually,
a lot of people have said that.
Yeah. And that's what it is. I thought, apparently it's ripping through, like his daughters both got it in Austin and Quinn Ewers just had it.
No way.
Yeah, he lost.
Did you give it to him? Did you, have you two? Because you're close.
His agent's trying to keep weight. You know, they're trying to get his weight to, they want his weight to be 215 to 216.
He's coming out of both ends. He's losing weight.
You know, because I lost about 8 pounds overnight. I had to get an IV. And it's the worst. When you're sitting down in a bathroom and then have to hold a toilet, have to hold a trash can, that's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst.
So, yeah, y'all are going to get it. Some of y'all are going to get
no,
it.
I don't think I'm going to get it.
I don't know if you are, but some of the people listening are.
Yeah.
You'll know right away. You're going to feel like I hadn't thrown up for years and years other than when I had too much to drink during the Jason Isbell concert about 2.5 years ago. That's the first time I've thrown up in, I mean, forever. And that is the worst feeling, throwing up. Oh,
yeah.
It is
no, that's worst. The worst.
I hate throwing up so much. But Friday, here's the thing. I was on Thursday night, I was wrecked. And so I have the TV on the games, and I can, is that when Texas Tech beat Arkansas Thursday?
Texas Tech beat Arkansas Thursday.
Yeah. So that's on, and so my game had been paused on my TV. So there's an hour and a half drag on DirecTV. So I don't know what time it was, 2 a.m. something. I had just gotten done, you know, throwing up again, but we don't have Texas Tech Arkansas, and the game's playing, but it's an hour and a half drag, so it's way over. And so I'm kind of laying down, looking at the screen, and I can't remember the local game that we had. I can't remember what that game is. There's no way I could remember. And I just kept looking at that because I knew Five Star had – some people I know had Arkansas plus the points, but Five Star had Moneyline Arkansas. And so I'm watching the score in the last minute. They're up 6, and I'm seeing – oh, they're up 3 with 29 seconds. And they don't switch to the game. So all I'm doing is watching that score, and then I see it's tied, and I'm like – I turn it off and just check out. I'm like, they're going to lose because you can't lose.
Well, and then Tech lost the same way to Florida.
Yeah.
Up nine, late. Late.
So I didn't, like Thursday was, and then Friday I was sick, but I was still able to watch a game. So I watched the Cougs and it was, you know.
Well, that one was, okay. So we got a lot to talk about.
Enough about sick.
The lead story is we're burying it, and it's the Cougs and the total domination.
God.
Of Tennessee. I mean, you talk about totally dismantling a team and total domination. It was it's a clinic. It was a clinic yesterday defensively. I am shocked that Duke is a 4.5-point favorite over the Cougs.
I am too, but I mean, Duke looked really good too.
They look great. They look great. Four against that Coug team. Now listen,
I'm telling you, they're not going to get the respect. You can forget it. Houston, now I did think actually. I thought Houston being 3.5 against Tennessee, I thought that was, you know, going to be a pick'em game. An SEC team, you know, Cougs didn't look great the game before. You know, I thought this is going to be maybe Houston 1.5. It ended up being Houston 3. And then with Duke playing so well, this doesn't surprise me because no one respects Houston. You don't have a star.
Well, they were respected against Tennessee. I didn't figure it would be a 3-point favorite.
Would you think it was?
No,
I guess that's respect. Yeah. I guess that's respect. But not against Duke. I mean, Cooper Flagg is a star. Houston has no stars. They have nobody who's going to be a lottery pick. There's just a lack. But you see how they defend it. And it helps when Tennessee was settling for threes. This is what happens. When you try to play 3-and-D, when that's your game, just like with Alabama,
right.
If you're going to play the Daryl Morey 3-and-D game, and you get up against a team like Houston, and you don't shoot well, you are done.
Yep.
You will drown. You will drown in your own tears by the end of the half, and that's what happened.
Well, this Alabama team was a team
Houston didn't shoot well. By the way, Houston was 3-10 at the half from 3-point line. They weren't even shooting well, and they were up 19.
Yeah, Alabama put up 113 the game before against BYU.
Yeah,
and then 65 against Duke. Tennessee, same thing. They were dominant, and they kicked ass, and then they got the Cougs.
Yeah, you got teams that defended, and they didn't like it.
No, and Duke can defend.
Duke can defend.
You know, Tennessee can defend, too, though.
No, Tennessee can defend, but Houston doesn't just settle for threes.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That is a difference. And the Cougs go on after a Friday night, and a bit of a controversial Friday night, as a matter of fact. One of the great plays that you'll remember in NCAA history, the Milos Uzan inbound to JoJo Tugler, back to Uzan for the lay-in for the game winner. But there were a couple of tip balls out of bounds that went the Cougs' way that shouldn't have gone the Cougs' way. I knew people who had, you know, who had a big stake in that game, and it was kind of a big deal. The refereeing went their way late. Mm-hmm. It really, really did.
Well, other than...
Not the goaltending. The goaltending.
But Lapis also said, that could have been on Kaufman Wren, that could have been his fifth foul. He goes, that should have been the fifth foul right there. I mean, that was a pretty good player at that time.
Yeah.
Who's making a lot of plays. And, you know, I mean, it's just the point that could have been a foul. It's one thing when balls are knocked out of bounds and they go the wrong way. That should never happen in college basketball, to me. Not with a replay.
Yeah. Well, you can't do it in the last...
Yeah.
Until the last minute. What is it? Minute or 2 minutes? Whatever it is in the game. Otherwise, they'd be stopping all the time like the NBA, which is a terrible product. Terrible product. So the stoppage in play, if you're going to do this, you need somebody else looking at it, give a quick answer, not the referees going over, stop the play all the time. It's awful. So, but college basketball needs to figure that out. If I'm Purdue, I do feel a little bit screwed. The Cougs got screwed as well with the non-goaltending call that wasn't called. The ball's on the rim, and Purdue knocked it off. The Cougs should have got that basket. But neither here nor there, the Cougs advance is there anybody better? Is there anybody better? That inbound play, 51, where it's LJ who's the first option. There was a three option. And listen, JoJo got the ball and hit Uzan and hit Milos right back.
There's the only way it could work.
He could. Well, right. The play is actually for JoJo to go up and shoot it right away. But JoJo said, and he said, that was not rehearsed. Milos came inbounds right away. They did not work on that part of that play, and Milos got that basket. And it was, I mean, you want to talk about thinking on your feet. I love the way that JoJo plays. JoJo should be defensive player of the year. He was defensive player of the Big 12, of the year in the Big 12. He might be defensive player of the year in the entire NCAA.
He had a great game yesterday.
Javier Francis yesterday.
Oh, Francis was fantastic.
He was awesome.
When Roberts went out and Francis came in.
The rebounds, they didn't miss a beat.
The backside block shots. Every time Tennessee decided they were going to go to the basket, they were getting swatted.
Yes.
Every time. It was... But, you know, on that inbounds play, it's funny because Kelvin just very matter-of-factly after the game said, you know, well, there's three different options there and blah, blah, blah. And when Will Kunkel, who's going to join us actually in 7:15,
yep.
He's out there with Channel 11, he said, you know, he was interviewing the players. They're like, that's not how the play was drawn up. They made it almost sound like it was just kind of improv. I'm sure that's one of the options, obviously.
Oh, no, 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 no. Kelvin Simpson said after
No, I know what he said, what the player, what JoJo said and what Uzo, what Milo
said. Well, I think that part
said,
of the play, that part of the play.
Yeah. Because that's because you don't get to that part of the play.
Right.
But see, here's the thing. So Candace Parker was talking about this after the game. That's called an X out.
Okay. If she said X out one more time, I was going to break my TV.
I know. She did.
She said X out 40 times in the post-game.
That's true. But it was a term that a lot of people don't know.
Right.
That aren't around basketball. And you know what? That's one of those things you can scout and know this team does this. This team does this. We're going to take advantage of this, which is what I wanted to believe happened, that they said, we're going to do this. They're going to X out, and we're going to get an easy layup. I don't think it happened that way. I think guys just play with high basketball IQ.
Yeah.
And just, you know, that's one of the things you can get to, but it's not a primary. And Tugler was smart enough in less than 3 seconds to catch and say, oh, right back
less
to
than
you.
3 seconds. It was instantaneous.
He saw the kid leave. He saw Braden had a phenomenal game. He saw him leave. And as soon as he saw him leave, I think he realized I can get it back to him when he gets me the ball.
Well, as soon as he caught it, and I forget which one made the comment, he said, man, if he hesitates at all, but it was no hesitation at all, JoJo got the ball and threw it right back to Matos. It was incredible.
Matos had reestablished his feet
quickly, which is a big deal. What a great play. That's one of the great plays in Houston Cougar history as far as one of the great plays in their history. Was that inbounds play number 51? That was the play call was 51, and the Cougs advance. Listen, that was a home game for Purdue. It was literally a home game for Purdue, and to go into that and yet another where you trail at the half and win the game, because that doesn't happen nearly that as much as I know. It was only a 2-point game at the half, but when you trail at the half, you don't win like the Cougs are. I think it's 7-1 now that they are this season. When they were trailing at the half,
yeah, I've only lost once.
Yeah, they've lost one game that they were trailing at the half and won all the rest of 6-1 or 7-1, whatever that number is. But that is just a testament to Kelvin Sampson knowing what to tell those guys at half. And a totally different team. Yesterday, a 19-point lead. We got a break because we got Will Kunkel coming up.
Yeah, I gotta go get my phone.
Yeah, go get your phone and we'll break and we'll continue the conversation.
Well, it's because there's so much.
Yeah, there's so much.
It's gonna take like an hour to get through all the stuff.
So much to talk about. You need to talk about Craig DeSerf.
Yeah, let me talk about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. The difference in Angleton is that they don't have the overhead that a lot of the guys have in the different locations. I mean, they're in Angleton, right? So they own the location. You're not paying rent like a lot of these places in Houston. They don't have to pass it on to you. That's why the base price is so much lower. They're able to offer you so much more for your trade-in value. They're also willing to take less in profit for each vehicle because they want you to be happy. They want you to feel like you got a deal because they want you to get a deal. As I understand, the car buying experience, if you're happy with a dealership, you go there the rest of your life. Your family goes there, your neighbors, your coworkers. And so everything that they do is about customer service. It's about getting vehicles like the Chevy Silverado and getting as much dealer cashback incentives as they can, and then adding the trade-in value that no one else can touch. No one has better trade-in value than my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Make sure that you check them out for yourself online at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC, or head down to Angleton and test drive and see the difference with Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC out in Angleton.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A guy whose audio, and we give him credit, we use quite a bit because he's everywhere, and he is in the middle of this thing, and he had Kelvin on, as a matter of fact, last night in a long-form interview with his Sunday night report. Will Kunkel joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Will, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We know this is a busy, busy time. You're about to get on a plane, right? So thanks for taking a little bit of time to spend with us. You were in the middle of all that, all the game, the celebration, and everything else. Tell us, give us a feel for the atmosphere and this basketball team and how tight they are and what a great experience this is.
My man, Lance, thanks for having me, dude. This was like this was the culture on display. This wasn't just a good team that put it together so far this NCAA tournament. This is the program that Kelvin Sampson has built. This is the culture that's inside this building. This is why it's so damn hard to build a team year in and year out through the transfer portal. And the way that Houston is doing it is the right way. At least it looks like it so far. And they lean on each other because of the familiarity and the brotherhood that they have in that building right now.
Yeah, Lance here, that was John. But, you know, so it's pretty cool because you get to see Houston needed to win the first game. They did against Purdue, and that was its own. John and I just talked about the inbounds play. And then, you know, you go up against Tennessee, and it looks like a team of two similar types, defense on defense. Two great coaches, heralded coaches. But Houston just stole their soul early in that game. What did Kelvin say? Like, did you get the sense that Kelvin Sampson and that team had a different level of confidence before that game or in any of the lead-up conversations you had?
I think it's like there's a difference between two top 10 defenses and the number one defense in the country, which Houston has, and it's just different and better than anybody else's, even if Tennessee's a top 8 defense in America. And then from a confidence standpoint, I talked to Kellen last night after the game, and he said our message to the team was to be fearless, be confident enough to be fearless. And I think that's just an awesome message on a stage like that, knowing what's on the line, knowing the hype, knowing the buildup, and like know that we're here for a reason too. Like whatever you hear about Tennessee, so be it. But be who you are and be confident in that.
Kicking it with Kunkel, Sunday nights. Will Kunkel, Fox 26, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And, Will, it's just back behind the scenes, this camaraderie with this team, Kelvin's relationship with them, and how they – I got to believe that how hard Kelvin is on them, that it brings these guys closer together as a team.
Yeah, and he does it with love, and he does it with a purpose, and he does it to get the best out of them. They choose him as much as he chooses them when evaluating and recruiting as well. So they know what they're getting themselves into. When I talked to Milos and LJ throughout the week, they're like, we came here because we wanted hard. We wanted difficult. We wanted to be pushed. We wanted to become better. So when he gets in their ear and everybody, all they see is him screaming at them, and, you know, you get the kid that's like, oh, my coach talks to me like that. I'll punch you in the face. First of all, no, you won't. Second of all, you wouldn't make it to that place with that mental attitude. They're there because they want that. They're there because they want to become better. And that comes out on the court in these situations.
Yeah, and kicking it with Kunkel last night, Kelvin said, we don't recruit kids that won't be able to make it here. We want kids that want it to be difficult.
Well, he said you don't recruit problems.
Right.
Don't recruit problems.
Right.
You don't want no problems, you don't be no problems. that's what it is. Again, they know what they're getting into. This isn't some surprise, and that's why people don't leave the program. They only had one guy come in, Milo Suzan, and then Damian Dunn was the one guy that left the program. You're going there for a reason and a purpose, and you know it's going to be hard. And when you know that going into it, your expectations are that they're going to be tough days. And then when you have a guy that's been there like Juwan Roberts for 6 years now because of myriads of factors, like he's telling you, on a tough day when you may want to quit and you may want to leave and ring that bell, don't do it, dude. Trust me. This is why you came here. We're going to get through this. It's going to be fine. It's going to be all worth it.
Obviously, Houston doesn't have a lot of – theoretically, they don't have a lot of time to celebrate. But hopefully they did celebrate enough because it's a huge milestone to reach a Final Four for any college team. Does Houston – do you see this as a home court advantage? You know, Purdue and – I think are you from the area in Indianapolis? I know you spent the last couple months going there now. Don't you have a background in that area? Because Purdue was out there in droves. I wonder Houston can get there in the same, you know, in the same manner. In San
Antonio. I have family that's out here, so it was fun to actually get to see family. And I think I might buy property if I keep coming out here 4 or 5 times a year. Same thing with Kansas City at this point. But I don't – here's the thing – Houston doesn't have that following. They don't have that fan base. The fan base that they have is very good. They're passionate, and they show up, but it's much smaller. they missed a generation of fans when the Big 12 screwed them over and didn't accept them the first time. Not having a football program obviously hurts the fan base, of course. So they'll have more fans in San Antonio than they had here or in Wichita, but they're not going to be able to show up like Big Blue did for Kentucky or even Tennessee last night or Purdue, because it's just not that type of fan base yet.
Well, San Antonio is going to make it easier, though. I would hope. I think what the Cougs do a lot is in big games like this is they'll send busloads. They'll load the students up in the buses and they'll send them there, get them tickets. They won't be great tickets, but I think we'll represent there as opposed to it's awfully difficult. And listen, that's unfair. It was an unfair advantage for Purdue the other night, wasn't it?
It was definitely, it inspired Purdue. Purdue played one of their best defensive games all year. It inspired them. They looked good because of it. I don't think it intimidated Houston. They played at Iowa State, Texas Tech, wherever throughout the course of the season in the Big 12, and they've won every single time. So it didn't affect them as much, but it certainly inspired Purdue.
Will, is this your first Final Four you're going to cover?
Yeah, let's go. I've covered a Frozen Four in Minneapolis, which was badass. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so this is your first.
It's huge.
I've been to a couple Final Fours, I guess, two, three. Well, my mom went to U of H's. My mom and my grandmother went to 83, two Phi Slamma Jamma Final Fours, both heartbreaking, of course. And it was just, it is such a special moment. I mean, it's strange to be in those big cavernous arenas, but it, at the same time, all the fan bases there that descend, the big four fan bases that are playing, and you got four number ones. It's a pretty cool first Final Four to cover when you got four number ones making it in.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast. I really hope we see a lot of red there. I really do. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we're playing Monday night as well, man.
Did they talk much about Duke after the game?
I asked them. It's so hard. You can't really focus on it yet. We got all week to ask the same questions 100 times, so. I just asked them, how long are we going to party until we move on? They all said about 24 hours.
Yeah. No. And that's about right. Will Kunkel, in the middle of it all, great reporting on these big events. Will, you're doing a really, really, really nice job. So congratulations there. How long have you been at Channel? You came from Minnesota?
Am I what, Minnesota?
You came from Minnesota, you said? Or you went to Minnesota for the Frozen Four?
No. Yeah, I was working. My first job on air was in Fargo. So we covered UND. North Dakota was in the Frozen Four against Michigan, Minnesota Duluth, and Notre Dame. And so to do that in the town of hockey was sick.
Yeah, I'll bet. And where did you come here from?
Charlotte was the last time. I was there for 5 years, so it's great to be in town and cover some winning teams.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Doing a nice job, man. Your Sunday night show was cool.
You didn't have to cover the Rockets when they were at their worst, which is pretty bad here. So you got the Rockets on an upswing. You got the Cougs in a Final Four. We'll see what happens with the Astros. They've won two or three right now. The Texans, you got an NFL draft around the corner, and you and I had a beer in Indianapolis when you were following the combine. So it's a good time to be in Houston right now.
Dude, it's awesome. I paid the dues with Charlotte, and then we transferred the winning down to Houston. So I'm pumped. So let's tap on some more beers, if you will.
Absolutely. Will Kunkel, Channel 26, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Will, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Have a safe flight back.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
All right. There's Will Kunkel with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
He's hustling, man. I got to say that.
He is a hustler.
He and Ari Alexander are all over the place at everything. I see them on social media. Like, they're in the locker rooms getting a ton, and there's a few different media members. I know Sarge does a good job of getting in there, and we get to see his videos and audios a lot, but Kunkel is flying around. I mean, just his coverage has been phenomenal in a lot of this stuff. And that's kind of rare for a guy who's the number one at a station, isn't it? To be at that many. Well, no.
I mean,
Mark Berman.
He followed Mark Berman,
did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Berman didn't go to the combine. Like, Kunkel's one of the only stations that went to the combine.
Yeah.
So he's at the combine getting D'Amico and Nick Caserio one on ones. And it's, I guess those guys, I guess, yeah, Randy's done that for years. I guess they do go to
that's what they do.
The World Series and stuff, the major events.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's the job. But he's doing the job. He's doing a really good job. And he's getting the Sunday night conversations that he has is really nice. Really good. What is it called? It's Kunkel.
Kicking It with Kunkel.
Kicking It with Kunkel.
That's his own it's his own podcast that they have on Fox 26. So it's a variety of different things. I may be on there doing draft stuff soon, but it's the Kelvin Sampson one you need to watch.
Yep, it was good last night. Kelvin Sampson's always a great interview. I mean, he was great with us. If you're great with us, okay, then you're a great interview.
He's like Van Gundy, where he's just, I love the honesty. Yeah. It's like a refreshing honesty that he has as a coach.
Yep. All right, we're going to break. 713-780-3776. Still ahead. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Now, this should be a good one. You guys were lazy AF last time. Let's pick it up this week, okay?
I mean, because you didn't learn something this weekend and you didn't. No. I'm sorry you were in a coma. Yeah. Even I learned stuff with a stomach flu.
I learned something that is really, really interesting this weekend that I'm going to bring to the table. I've got it. I set it aside. I was like, this is a what did you learn this weekend? And it's actually worth listening for another 15 minutes here. We will be back. We're gonna do what did you learn this weekend? It's 7:45 like we do every week. Right now we're talking about Ownwell. Ownwell is a great product. Ownwell is a service. Ownwell is a service for you to lower your taxes, your property taxes, because the property taxes, they don't go down. They just don't. The government never goes, oh, you know what? We're going to lower your taxes. That never happens. You know what happens is that Ownwell comes in and they get the government to admit, well, yeah, actually we're overcharging you here. Because when you get your, listen, you are going to get, the government is going to send you what your tax is going to be this year. You've got to fight it. If you don't protest it by May 15th, then you're going to lose money, and it compounds. It compounds. If you let it go, and you're all of a sudden you're looking at it, holy crap, look what they're charging us when the house isn't worth this. 86% of people that own well, of the hundreds of thousands of customers that they had, 86% get a rebate of an average of $1,100. You need Ownwell. Ownwell.com. Ownwell, Ownwell.com. It takes just 3 minutes to sign up. Ownwell.com. Don't let your taxes, don't let the government screw you. Ownwell.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What a great weekend. Cougs beat Purdue on a last second beautiful play. A play that will be remembered for quite a while. Last second plays. You don't see a lot of time. Well, it's, you know, you'll get, oh, Bryce Drew hits this running jumper, Tate hits that jumper from the corner.
Remember College of Charleston, I think, who made the shot, and then they lifted up their little coach who was doing his legs like, wee.
Yeah, right. Well, no, but I'm talking about, okay, so, there was a play, an inbound play, and then you dish it off to the guy that inbounded it, and he runs, and that was actually in the conference championship games. That was a beautiful play. But there are very little coach-designed plays that work the way that one did. A lot of times I'll throw up a half-court shot to win the game or, remember Tate George from the corner?
Yeah.
I guess the coach designed that as well to get him open. Right.
This was
immediately you thought, wow.
Well, you lost all your momentum.
What a genius Kelvin Sampson is. What a genius Kelvin Sampson is to be able to design this to beat Matt Painter with a play design that could not have been better.
But it wasn't the original play design. That's the thing. We have to give credit to those players for that high basketball IQ to know, hey, this option's open. You know, they took Cryer away. Shout out to Matt. Matt Painter's a great coach.
Well, they all said
Matt flipped because he recognized. They probably scouted this play.
No. That's how they played.
Yeah.
They played every time. That's how they played the picks. And he knew that the guy guarding the inbound was going to vacate the area. Now,
The guy that was guarding JoJo was supposed to turn around and take the inbound, and he didn't. And he stayed with JoJo. And that was the difference. That was
what
happened.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
And JoJo, recognizing that nobody was on Milos, just he basically just – he didn't even catch it. He just threw it right back to him, bounced it right back to him, and Milos laid it in. But – immediately, I don't know. I don't know what you thought. Immediately, I thought Kelvin Sampson is
awesome.
Oh,
I just said, I mean, literally, the only tweet I had for 2 days was just, what a play.
What a play.
That's all I said is, what a play.
That's a, yeah.
And that's what everyone said, what a effing play.
Yeah,
everyone
said the
same thing.
Well, I tweeted that right after, what a play.
Yeah.
What
I mean, how could you not? When
I love
you see that,
yeah.
It looks like that was the designed one option.
Right.
But it just goes to show, like, you can design a play, but you got to have players execute it. You got to have smart players. You know, what makes Houston so much fun for me is that it's just not conventional in so many different ways. They win with defense, but they're a better free throw shooting team than they've been in a long time. They're a better. They have some great free throw shooters. They have some really good three-point shooters. That's not like a Kelvin Sampson team. And then they defend, and, you know, in the era of NIL, these guys are getting paid too. But you don't hear about it. It's not all about taking pictures in front of Bugattis or whatever. It's like they love ball.
Yeah.
They want to play ball. These aren't going to be – you're not going to have any lottery picks off this team. You know, it's just – it's an everyman's team.
Lottery picks?
I don't know how many first-rounders.
No. Honestly. I mean, they're looking at Milos. He's going to be – it looks like Milos could be drafted now. That's the talk. But I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, LJ's too small. Maybe Sharp gets some love.
I mean,
Jawan is too is short. He's 6'8".
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is a blue collar team.
Yeah,
I don't see how other like everyone's against Duke, so everyone's going to be for Houston.
Yeah,
it'll be Duke fans will be for Duke, and the country will be for Houston.
This team though isn't as dislikable as the other Duke teams.
Well, let's give it some time. I think a lot of people don't care. I agree with you, but I also may be softening on Duke. Like, 18 Final Fours for Duke? This is a joke. Like, you got to respect
that. Only North Carolina and UCLA have more, I think.
Yeah. You got to put so much respect on that.
Yep.
And I do respect, and one of the things that I think is really cool, and, you know, this is somebody who's hated Duke forever. From the time that my Duke, the hate started with Christian Laettner. And
I kind of like him.
See, and then it intensified with Bobby Hurley when they beat my UNLV team. I would wake up at. I remember waking up to do this job. I had this job where I was doing this, like just landscape work, cleaning this koi pond back in when UNLV was going to play. And this is when that was when UNLV played Arkansas. So I would never miss a UNLV game back when they were the Running Rebels. They were phenomenal. And then, you know, they made Bobby Hurley crap his pants 1 year. But then the next year with Grant Hill, they got the revenge against UNLV. And that team, and, you know, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, I just hated those guys. But as time's gone on, I still don't like them. They still had a bunch of little turds that I don't like. With that said, I think it's really cool that John Shire, a former Duke player who's trying to become the first player to ever win and coach a national championship for the same team, he's trying to be the first ever in basketball. I think it's cool that John Shire, who played for Krzyzewski, comes back and coaches, brings Chris Carriwell with him, Will Avery, guys who played for Duke. Like, it's a carryover. It's like Krzyzewski is – they've had one long run of Krzyzewski for like 50 years.
Yeah.
It's – or 40-some-odd years. I think that's really cool that the Duke standard is the Duke standard. With that said – everyone's going to be for Houston and San Antonio. Everybody from Florida, everybody from Auburn will be cheering for Houston. All the people in the stands will be cheering for Houston. So it's going to be a big advantage for Houston in that regard.
Yeah, we'll see.
But this is a really Knipple or whatever his name is.
Knipple, yeah.
Holy crap, is he a...
He's a baller.
He is just a really... he is a fundamentally sound...
Yes.
Gets to the triple
threat.
Looks
like a coach's son.
He looks like he's from Wisconsin. He has a Wisconsin face. And his mom had her jersey retired, and she's a college basketball star in small college. She had her jersey retired. The blonde lady with the big teeth. That guy can play. Cooper Flagg can play. Proctor can play. That team is really talented. Yeah. But it's the exact opposite. A bunch of – they've got the big, tall – the guy with the catch and dunk.
Malia.
Okay. I mean,
okay, so what do you think he averaged this season?
Who?
The big tall guy with the what Maliok.
Probably 7 a game.
Yeah, he's right there. He's 8.7 a game. How many rebounds?
Well, probably about 6.5.
6.8.
Yeah.
That's way less than are you kidding me? That gigantic dude?
Well, he's a freshman. I don't know how many minutes he played a game, too. Probably something like 24 minutes a game is my guess. Yeah, it's lower than you think. He's not super.
He played 21 a game.
He's not super coordinated yet.
No, but he is a beast.
He's not.
Now he's playing more now.
Well, he's getting better. Yeah. I remember watching Dream as a freshman, and the Dream you saw early in the year versus the Dream you saw at the end of 82 with when he played against North Carolina, totally different player. This guy is now Dream's an all-timer. This guy's getting better and better, I would assume. But they're built totally different. They got a bunch of 5-stars. Houston has a bunch of no 5-stars. They got a 7-footer who's a rim runner. We got Jawan Roberts, who's an undersized 6-year. And Francis, who's played. How many years has Francis been here?
Just not 5 that for long. Him? No.
He's not a 5-year senior?
No, JoJo's a 2nd year. I think Francis might be third. Third probably. And Francis, and now listen, I'm telling you, Duke is a 4.5-point favorite. It's stupid. This team should not be getting 4.5 points against anybody. Not the way they can D up. They stifled a great offensive Tennessee team. A great offensive
Tennessee team. Here's going to be the tricky part. Cooper Flagg goes, he can start from outside the 3-point line. Who's guarding him? You can't have a regular big on him. He's too good off the dribble. You're not playing zone if you're Houston. So who is going to guard him man to man?
Well, I could see JoJo out there.
Yeah, I could see. It has to be JoJo. It has to be JoJo.
JoJo is a phenomenal defender.
So Duke switched. So Duke kept switching. That's why Duke crushed Bama. I mean, that was a beating too. They just kept switching those. Everything at the top of the key, they would switch, and they really defended hard. Like, this is going to be.
This is going to be a great
game. I can't wait for this
And then
game.
Florida
This is
and
a great Final Four. Yep. My kids are all complaining, no March Madness, no Cinderella teams. Cinderella teams make for crappy Final Fours.
Yep.
It happens all the time. Four number ones? Yeah. Four best teams in college basketball are going to play at the end. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's dummies.
Your kids are stupid.
They don't know.
Well, I hate to say that, but if it's true. Well, let's get Danny in here real quick before we go to news of the world. Before we go, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What do you say, Danny?
Yeah, hey, guys. I wanted to talk to you. I went to the game yesterday, and it was just an amazing first half. The Kelvin Sampson, man, you guys were talking about him. I mean, he is the best coach, I think, that I have ever seen in the history of Houston sports. And, you know, that's not taking anything away from, like, Bill Yeoman and Ivy Lewis and others, but I mean, he is just the best coach that I've ever seen.
You got that argument.
My dad was there at 70s coaching football when they came to Southwest Conference. He joined shortly thereafter. I paid close attention to him over the years, covered him and everything. He's the best coach I've seen. He was a better pure coach than Guy V. Lewis. I know it's that sacrilege. Guy V. Lewis went into a stall with one of the greatest teams that's ever played against the team. And he couldn't shoot free throws, so he lessened the amount of possessions. It was the most anti-analytics-driven decision-making in the history of any sport ever. He gave NC State a chance. With all due respect to Guy, the great recruiter with Donnie Schwerock and Terry Kirkpatrick, who did a great job of recruiting, Kelvin Sampson is the best. Bill Yeoman was innovative. It developed the Veer offense. You've had Jack Pardee John Jenkins. John Jenkins did a lot. It was a lot of the mastermind behind Pardee's
Rudy
offense.
Well, Rudy T would be up there. He's talking about the history of Houston sports.
Okay, but he only mentioned two Houston Cougar coaches. That's why I thought he meant Houston.
Yeah, I thought he meant Houston. No, the city of Houston.
Oh, well, that's a different conversation.
Now. Yeah, right.
Because he mentioned Yeoman and Guy V, so I was sticking with University of Houston.
University of Houston. Well, Dave Williams.
Yeah. Dave Williams and Tom Telez, by the way, the track and field coach with Carl Lewis, Stanley Floyd, William Burrell, Don Burrell, and then what's his name, Burrell. I mean, we're talking about Olympic gold.
Leroy.
Leroy Burrell. Yeah. These are a lot of Olympic gold medalists, too. So Tom Tillez was really good.
Dave Williams won national titles. I mean,
golf, a ton of them.
Right, yeah. So
it gets a little tricky.
There's a whole,
even at U of H.
Yep. Yeah, there's a whole list of stuff. And, well, we got a break. Here's what's happening. Next, bring it. Because if you didn't learn anything this weekend, and I don't know. You probably can't even talk. I'm not sure how smart you are, okay? Because you learned something this weekend, and we want to hear what it is. One sentence, 713-780-3776, the number. Tell us what you learned this weekend in one sentence. And we'll do that next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Thank you, Game Day Men's Health. And right now I'm talking about Access Vascular Health. Access Vascular Health is a little bit different. In the Doc Manavis, if you have an enlarged prostate, Doc Manavis is here for you. Doc Manavis is going to give you an IV. That's it. Well, you're going to have an MRI, okay? And then you're going to come back. You're going to find out whether or not if it's cancerous. If your prostate is cancerous, then you have to go to another doctor. But if it's not, if it's just enlarged, Doc Manavis is the only way to go, because you don't want to get the surgery to get rid of that enlarged prostate. It cuts inside of you. It's awful, awful, awful. Only one way for you to prove, if you get going to the bathroom way too much, getting up in the middle of the night, can't start, can't stop. There's a potential that you have an enlarged prostate. Erectile dysfunction. It could be caused by an enlarged prostate. All of these things happening, but Doc is curing them at Access Vascular Health. You got an enlarged prostate? 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. All right, 713-780-3776. Get in here. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I want to start it because I was shocked. I was shocked by this. And you tell me if you're shocked. If you call someone the P word and you think you're referring to a part of a woman's anatomy, you would be wrong, because it comes from the word pusillanimous, which means showing a lack of courage or determination.
Isn't that how it's used a lot?
That's right. But I only got one sentence, and I gave you one sentence.
It's best that you have one.
Well, but everybody thinks you're talking about a female anatomy. Not
if you call somebody that.
No. Yes, you do. You're the P word.
No, but you mean it like you're
a P.
You're a B.
Right.
Kind of the P means B. You're soft.
Yeah. But
soft, lacking courage.
But it's also, no one knows that it comes from the word pusillanimous.
I didn't know the Latin origin. No. I didn't ask. Can I have the country of origin? Use it in a sentence.
America.
Yeah.
America. Because we call a lot of people.
Okay, we got the board
we
full.
We call a lot of people the P word.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's our thing. Okay. In other countries, they don't do that. All right, let's go. Bring it. Let's start with underrated mess. Underrated mess. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Underrated mess, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. I just wanted to say that I learned that the Skanky found another loophole to use training bats to hit dingers.
Yeah, how about that? The Yankees are cheating. And Major League Baseball says it's okay because the Yankees hit 15 home runs.
We'll spend more time talking about it after this segment. The Yankees did something that's kind of genius. If the Astros did it, everyone would immediately say it's cheating, even though it's legal. But, well, we got to have a long conversation because this appears to be a game changer.
Right.
This could change the game of baseball.
The Yankees are cheating. I mean, it was 9 homers in a game.
Yeah.
Well, come on. 713-780-3776. Miguel, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Miguel, are you there?
Yeah, I learned that I can sell items that have no value to me, but do have value to other people.
You can sell items that have no value to you, but have value to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make money doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I've got this stupid, Star Wars action figure or whatever, there's going to be some nerd who pays a bunch of money for it.
Where do people go now? It used to be Craigslist. Where do people go now to sell things that they don't? What's the website?
Facebook Marketplace.
Where?
Yeah, Facebook Marketplace.
Okay. All right. That's a, okay. Thank you.
Well, they go there for that and then also for political information on Facebook.
Oh, do they? Ocho, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that somebody paid over $24,000 for O.J. Simpson's driver's license that expired in 1983.
That's someone is not bright. That's someone, yeah. 713-780-3776. People pay so much money for the dumbest things. Jimmy, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Jimmy, are you there?
Oh, I'm there. Sorry, I didn't hear y'all coming in, so my bad. So what I learned is that if you're a new employee working with a team of professionals and you're blaming everybody else about your work, your coworkers are going to end up putting something that's going to annoy the crap out of you, and then when you explode, you're not going to have a good favor, favorism with management after that.
Yeah. That is a long sentence, but
it was a long sentence.
But the general gist of it is, if you're new, don't complain all the time about it. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
You're new, shut your mouth. Yeah. You're new there. Everybody that's been there doesn't like you.
He's clearly not that. He's not that new guy. He's annoyed by
that. No, he's annoyed by that new guy.
Yeah.
No one likes you until they do. That's pretty much happens when you're new to a job. Tom, everybody likes him. What's up, Tom? Everybody's having a hard time hearing us. Tom, can you hear us?
Yeah, basically when you're on hold, it's silent until you get queued up.
Oh, wow. That shouldn't be the case.
Huh. Okay.
Something's happened to your phones because that's not the way it should be. You should be hearing the show while you're on hold. Okay.
Right.
Cool.
And you're not. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I learned when your ex-girlfriend's CPA is named Tom, that she will accidentally send me her tax information.
Wow. Wow. And is she making good money?
One sentence.
Oh, one sentence.
One sentence, John.
That's all. Now you know if she's one of the poors and you can kick her, beat it. Beat it. Okay? Or, hey.
Or maybe that's why she's doing things.
I got something here.
Yeah. Or maybe she's one of the poors and like, that's why she's doing things.
Yeah. Well, or, hey, she does things and she's got money. Does that happen? I don't know. Michael, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Michael, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Rory will give you a mean death stare if your kids aren't completely silent before he hits the putt.
Did he do that?
You brought your kids and they're making noise while Rory's swinging? That's like, I'm surprised he didn't shoot him. Wow.
Rory's a pacifist. He just gives you ugly looks.
No. There was an incident with Rory and a fan, a kid, a college player. Rory went up and took his phone.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. This happened just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Rory was pissed at him. No.
I learned that I'm great at predicting winners because I said Min Soo Woo.
Well, you don't even know his
Min-ji
name.
Min-ji Loop.
No.
Min-ji.
Min-woo Lee.
Min-woo Lee, yeah. It's Min-ji Lee's brother, Min-woo Lee.
Is this worse than male golf or female golf or food?
No, but I did say.
Is this worse, Del? Talk about stereotype.
Ask Gil. He said, who do you like? And I said that because this is one of the only names that came to my head. Or I had done some work on it.
You said it wrong.
I studied
it. Wrong.
No, I said Min-woo Lee right on Friday.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I didn't say it right today.
Right. No, you didn't say it right today. Min-ji, because you picked her brother.
Min-woo Lee, yeah.
Min-ji's brother.
I know.
Because you're part of the family now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sat next to her on a plane, just like Bobby Slowick.
Yeah. Yeah. Woods, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Woods, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Man, I learned that no matter what you think about Shea, it's no way that you don't give Jokic the MVP this year.
Yeah.
You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is minus 5,000 right now.
Really?
Like it's a lock.
Yeah, I think because we've got Jokic fatigue.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Jokic is having maybe his best year.
Yeah.
But they're not number one. And in fact, Oklahoma City has now a 13.5 game lead over Houston. So in second place. I mean, this is an incredible run, incredible year. They got a chance to be a 70-win. They're probably going to be a 70-win team.
They're really, 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 really.
You have to, you have
they
to give it.
They got 12 losses already, don't they? Do they?
No, they've got.
What do they got? I don't know. Anyway.
No, I think they got a chance to
they're
get
great. They are great. I think the West has already been won. Who's next? Let's get Woods in here. Oh, we already did Woods. Let's get Peter. Oh, Peter? Peter, what'd you learn this week in one sentence?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned that while backup sensors on your car are great, they can't always detect the wheelchair trailer behind your car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. The wheelchair,
wheelchair
trailer. Trailer, he said.
Oh, the trailer. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought the wheelchair.
Why would it not pick that up?
I don't know. It's attached to your car, right?
Yeah, you should be able to.
But you
should
but,
pick it up.
Well, no, it makes it longer, doesn't it?
Is it somebody else's or attached to your own?
It's attached. Yeah, attached.
Well, no, you wouldn't run into that. Oh! If you've got it on yours,
yes.
Yeah, that doesn't have the.
That doesn't
have the sensor.
No.
By the way, Oklahoma City needs to win out, so yeah, they're not going to do that.
No, yeah, they got 12 losses.
They should win 65-66.
Let's keep bring Will in here. Will, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, guys, I learned Texas has the dirtiest water of any state in the United States and allows more toxic chemicals to be dumped into their water than any other state.
We're number one.
Wow.
We're number one.
I didn't know
We're
that.
We're number one. We're number – way to go, Texas.
I didn't know.
Well played.
I know that mine doesn't taste so – even just taking my medicine in the morning just out of the
Brushing
faucet.
Brushing your teeth?
Yeah. But I mean, when I actually actively drink it real fast, just to swallow pills, I'm just like, this probably isn't great for my insides.
Mine tastes great. Mine tastes great.
In L.A.?
Yeah. No, here.
Here?
Yeah, it's perfect. This weekend, my daughter learned. I learned that if you choose the wrong towel color, it ruins your toddler's day. And if you put it on the wrong way, their life is pretty much over.
Oh, my gosh.
My granddaughter, if you turn the fireplace on and she wanted to do it, it's pretty much the end of civilization. And she is she gets a little upset at things if it's not exactly the way she thinks they should be. Dal, did you learn anything this weekend? Oh, we're done. You X'd us out because you want us to hit a break on time? Is that it? That's what you're trying to do? Hey, nicely done.
Well done, guys.
Well done. Nicely done. You guys did a great job. Congratulations on a great, great. What did you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Love Game Day Men's Health. Thank you, Game Day Men's Health. It's where you get your testosterone on. Because why? Because it's just different. And you know who else is different? HRP. HRP.net. HRP is the best way to listen, your business needs to run smooth, okay? How much effort are you putting into payroll? Because if you're putting way too much effort into payroll, if you have to hire an entire payroll staff, if you have to, you know, have a CPA, what about the CPA that's doing your taxes? How about we have one person in that office, right? We have Laura in there, and that's it. We have one person. We have, I don't know how many employees, different, and there's different pay structures for everybody. Some are salary, some are commission, some are hourly. It doesn't matter, though. I mean, because Laura just goes, well, here's everybody's numbers. This is how much they worked. Okay. And this is how many spots they had or whatever the case may be. It is so simple for us. And it's so much more economical. I don't understand why you wouldn't have a company that does this for, that does it perfectly. Why would you want to try to do something that you just don't know? I don't get it. I don't get that. So if you're doing your own payroll or you've got an admin company and maybe you think, well, this isn't a great price for this. Why don't you go with our guys? HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.